Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. 8.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's it, folks. I mean, how panicky are you? You know, it's the week. Dun, dun, dun. Are you panicky? Neither of us are very panicky, are we? Manny, maybe we're sort of just, maybe our drugs have kicked in or something.
I am cool, calm, and collected on this Monday. I am...
You are so, yeah, you're so, yeah, I'm just he's chilled, folks.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this week leading up to Christmas, and I'm going to have a good time.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, I sort of decided the same thing. You know, do you get, and maybe it's just, I don't know if it's the universe, I don't know if it's North Korea, maybe it's Ebola, right? When all of us, a couple of months ago, thought, pandemic. All of a sudden, things like, oh, I didn't get all the Christmas cards sent out, doesn't seem quite so crucial.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing, I'll bet. You know, right after the blackouts, like there, you know, there was one in Boston in the 60s, and there was one here in New York in the 90s. No, I guess it was in the thousands. I guess it was like 2002. I think was the blackout, wasn't it? Because that's when everybody panicked and decided it was another terrorist attack, and it wasn't. It was
right.
Just a, you know, at one point I worked on an archaeology dig in France, and every once in a while the cows would kick over the trestle under which the electrical lines ran, and so there'd be blackouts. So it was cow terrorism, but we didn't worry about it very much. At any rate, I digress. But right, if you track 9 months after a blackout, there's a peak in births. For the obvious reason that nobody had anything else better to do, so dong dong dong.
Right.
So I'm convinced that if you looked at from the beginning of the Ebola fuss to the end of it, which is what, about a month maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just about a month.
Yep.
That people, if you tracked airline travel, I'll bet you an awful lot of people went to visit their families. Right? I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's just one of those kind of atavistic things. You figure, you know, if you're going to die, that you should go and give your mom or your dad or your kid or your best friend or somebody a hug.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, I'll bet you that there, nobody ever talked about that, although people don't talk about most of the things we talk about, do they? That's the advantage of our program, is
that's
that
right.
There's really no place else you can go to hear this. I mean, who could weave together blackouts, Ebola, airline travel, and babies being born? Not a whole lot of folks, right?
Right, yeah.
Probably doesn't even occur to them. There we go. All right, so that's my theory. So because of that, I think, because everybody, you know, the world kind of looked at our fragile mortality and sort of blinked, that, you know, it does seem a little less Christmassy, although part of it around here is we have really gotten no Christmas weather, which is probably just as well, because Christmas weather basically is sort of a metaphor for snow.
Right.
Do you guys have snow on the ground at this moment?
No, actually we don't. I think we're going to get some in the next couple of days, but for the most part, we had a little bit last week, but
yeah.
Right now we're seeing a lot of grass. And
well, we have a lot of fog.
We've had a little bit of fog too.
Yeah, I got my Christmas tree and actually turned it on just to get a little Christmassy. And I have my big Santa Claus. I have a big Santa Claus, that, you know, one of those kind of Victorian ones with a curly beard and the red velvet suit. And I've got him sort of up. But, you know, it's kind of a low-key Christmas this year. But we are calm. At any rate, we are here. We are live. As opposed to dead, no. As opposed to, I actually did a broadcast once from a cemetery.
Really?
I did, yeah.
When?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm exaggerating, you know, a tiny bit, because the building I worked in up until fairly recently was right next door to us, to a very ancient, to like a Revolutionary War cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big party room next door, you know, next door to the cemetery that literally looked out on the cemetery. So whatever a wall is, what, 6 inches? So 6 inches from being in the cemetery, because broadcasting outdoors, you know, you have to do windscreens and stuff like that. But
right.
I did. So I said live from the cemetery, which was kind of a fun thing to do. Because it always, I mean, obviously, if it, the issue is not live versus dead, the issue is live versus tape. But I'm live. So we have a bunch of emails to go through today. I forgot to check. Did you check and see which movie was number one?
I did not get a chance.
I'm sure it was Hobbit. Hobbit made almost $17 million on Friday.
Mm.
So,
just on Friday alone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I'm
sure it was the number one movie. I just forgot to check. I guess because it was such a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Let me just give you the phone number, 855-993-7569. And it's a good opportunity to talk about. I thought what we'd do is do a bunch of things this week. As I mentioned, I don't know. I haven't checked the website. I sent Shane the list of my movie picks. And I don't know if he's posted them yet or not. But we will do our movie picks the first week in January. Just because you guys will not have been able to see most of the movies. Or some of the movies. Because they open either Christmas Day or New Year's Day. Or New Year's Eve, I guess. So I we'll just put that off. But we can do resolutions. And I'll talk with you a little bit about resolutions. Probably today and tomorrow. Just because I think they're really valuable. I mean, the thing about resolutions is they almost always tend to be negative, right? Things I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal here is that if you're going to, first of all, if some, the basic rule of resolutions is if they've been on your list for the last 5 years, take them off this year. You know, just don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have any more than three. They should be very specific in terms of limitations about time, place. Don't say things like lose weight, because that's not helpful. You may want to say lose weight by Valentine's Day or lose 5 pounds by Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable goal. Saying lose weight, it's not going to help you at all. And one of the things I really encourage people to do as well is if you're figuring out your resolutions, which are things that you didn't accomplish this year, put down some things that you did, some things, and they may not have been resolutions, but just some of your triumphs of the year, some things that you learned or some things that you you did that you didn't think you could do or whatever it is, so that you have a more balanced view of yourself. Because by definition, resolutions are about change, and in order to change, you need to have the sense that you can accomplish it. And feeling lousy about yourself is not a good way to start that. So, and just in case you're worried about it, today is National Date Nut Bread Day.
Mm-hmm.
And forefathers. Now, I don't know that we should put the word nut bread and forefathers in exactly the same sentence, but Manny did it. So, all right, the Embargo Act, 1807, forbidding trade with all foreign countries, is passed by the U.S. Congress at the urging of President Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. We're going to deal with nobody. You talk about isolationist.
Yeah.
TJ.
It's amazing how that's kind of changed now. You know.
Yeah.
And, or I guess 200 and.
207 years.
Yeah, 207 years.
Almost
Monday,
208.
My math is just a little bit off.
That's right. Just well, I'll help you out here. The 1937, the Lincoln Tunnel opened to traffic, and there's still a car that's stuck there from then. Yeah, in trying to change lanes.
Mm.
That was a joke. Not a good joke, but a joke. 1956, Colo, the first gorilla to be bred in captivity, is born at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. 1965, the UK is 70-mile-per-hour speed limit is applied to all rural roads, including motorways, for the first time. Previously, there had been no speed limit.
How about that? Could you imagine, I mean, you know, we're talking 1965, so we're talking almost 50 years ago. But
yeah, rip 'em, no speed limit.
No speed.
Well, the Autobahn, I think, still doesn't have one. Have you ever driven on the Autobahn?
Mm-mm, no,
it's rip 'em. Yeah,
wow.
Man, it's fun. I mean, you can be going like 90 miles an hour, and a little Lotus will come and pass you like you were sitting still. Yeah, it's if you have a need for speed, the Autobahn is your place. 1989, Berlin's Brandenburg Gate reopened after 30 years, effectively ending the division of East and West Germany. I remember when the wall went down. It's hard to believe that that was, what, 25 years ago, 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be true. The wall went down 26 years ago? That can't be right.
I'll double check.
Does that seem right to you? 2010, they repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Mm-hmm.
17-year-old policy banning homosexuals and serving openly in the U.S. military is signed into law by Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12th, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so it really is the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. So there we go. Hard to believe, but they're talking about, to celebrate it, they have 8,000 balloons, white balloons, stretched across the 9 miles across the city, according to the German embassy in London. All right, here's some facts about the Berlin Wall. I knew some of these didn't know others of them.
Okay.
A mistake helped lead to the fall of the wall.
Really?
The flood of East Germans and West Germans to the Wall, which led to its ultimate collapse, came after East German Politburo member Günter Schabowski on November 9, 1989, mistakenly announced that East Germans would be allowed to cross into West Germany effective immediately. Well, it wasn't exactly the case. What the world saw as the Berlin Wall was actually two concrete barriers. I knew that part, with a 160-yard death strip in between that included watchtowers, trenches, runs for guard dogs, floodlights, and tripwire machine guns. Mm. Parts of the wall were on display or in private safety. I actually know somebody who has a chunk of the, or supposedly a chunk of the Berlin Wall on their desk. There's a section of the wall in a men's room at the Main Street Casino in Las Vegas. Urinals apparently are mounted on the graffiti-covered segment, which is protected by glass. Another section is in the Garden of the Vatican. You can have these. Suppose you can buy a piece of the Berlin Wall for $10 on eBay.
For $10,
and,
really?
Yeah, $10. And they said you can consider that a steal. An 8,000-pound slab went for $23,500 in an Atlanta auction.
Well, so you can get a piece of the Berlin Wall for $10 on eBay.
That's what they said.
How big is that piece?
I don't know. It says a slice.
Hmm.
So probably not very big, but how big a slice? I mean, you certainly don't want an 8,000-pound. That's 4 tons.
Right, exactly.
So that's basically about $6,000 a ton. So that would be $3,000 per 1,000 pound. So it's, what, $3 a pound or something?
Mm-hmm.
So presumably if it's $10, you're probably...
About 3 pounds.
Well, yeah, who knows? Though. I don't know if it's the same. Somebody may be making more money on it than that.
Mm-hmm.
A mass exodus of East Germans into West Germany began 15 years before the Berlin Wall was erected in 1961. So many left by the time the wall went up that East Germany lost one-sixth of its population, which is why they put it up.
Right.
It wasn't really to keep Westerners out. It was to keep East Germans in. The wall and several U.S. presidents shared a relationship. Remember, Kennedy said, "Ich bin ein Berliner." I remember that in 63, just before his assassination in November. Reagan challenged the Russian leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall in 1987 during a speech near the wall. Clinton visited in 94. He told the Berliners, "You have proved that no wall can forever contain the mighty power of freedom." And then Obama in 2013 noted that neither he nor German Chancellor Angela Merkel, remember that one when he was kind of putting the ogle eye on her? Remember that was the famous picture?
Yeah.
He said neither of them look like their predecessors. It's a good point. So the fact that we can stand here today along the fault line where a city was divided speaks to an eternal truth. No wall can stand against the yearning of justice, the yearnings for freedom, the yearnings for peace that burn in the human heart.
Strong words.
Yeah, the formal reunification of East and West Germany did not happen until October 3rd, 1990, almost a year after the fall of the wall.
Okay.
In 1998, a concert by Bruce Springsteen in East Berlin may have led to the growing sense of dissent in the walled city that contributed to the fall of the wall. The boss told the crowd in German, "I've come to play rock and roll for you in the hope that one day all the barriers will be torn down." So we give Bruce credit, I guess.
Yeah.
Leonard Bernstein performed a series of concerts in venues on both sides of the barrier just weeks after the November 1989 fall of the wall. International orchestra included musicians from four countries that had occupied Berlin after World War II, the United States, the former Soviet Union, France, and England. Bernstein led Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and altered its final movement, Ode to Joy, to become Ode to Freedom. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Some parts of the barrier became world famous. Checkpoint Charlie, formerly known as Checkpoint C, was the nickname that Western allies gave the best-known border crossing between East and West Germany. East and West Berlin, rather. The Brandenburg Gate is an 18th-century arch built on the site of a former gate that marked the start of a road that led from Berlin to the town of Brandenburg. Because of its location, it was associated with the Berlin Wall for a time. The physical demolition of the Berlin Wall was not completed until 1992. Maybe that's what I remember, the last chunk falling down, which is still 22 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a replica, but if you go to the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., which I highly recommend, it's a really cool museum. you walk through, you basically go down into this tunnel, and you basically walk through what was a tunnel underneath the wall. They also, I'm trying to think if that was tunneling. I think, is it the wall? I think it was. They have a wash machine, so you could change, you could wash your clothes. It's very cool. If you haven't ever been to the Spy Museum in D.C., the only disadvantage is you actually have to pay for it, as opposed to most museums in D.C., where you don't have to pay. They're all free because you're a taxpayer. Mm-hmm. And there's some wonderful museums. In fact, if you haven't been to D.C. lately, you should go to D.C., because it's really a great city. Just don't go in cherry blossom time. I don't know if that's a good time to go or not over the holidays. Don't know enough about how tourism goes there. I'm trying to remember. I've been there over the holidays. I can't remember if it's crowded or not. But it's a great city. Go to Ford's Museum and see where Lincoln was. I mean, it really, Washington, D.C. is a great tourist city. It's easy to walk around, and it's very inspiring. 855-99-DR-JOY. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, that was fast.
Well, some days your timing is just impeccable.
Wow. I have a problem with my boyfriend.
Okay.
That he doesn't trust me.
All right. Give me a little background. How old are you?
I'm 48.
How old is he?
He's 11 years older than me.
Make him 59. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been together?
3.5 years.
Has he ever trusted you, or is this a recent phenomenon, or is this ongoing?
It keeps happening. It's ongoing.
When was the first time it happened?
The first time was, there's been so many times. The first time, I think, was when I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in California. We've been friends a long time. He's married. And I told him about him, and he got jealous about that.
And how does he express his jealousy? What does he say or do?
He acts really childish, and then acts different, and then he'll say he's sorry because he was jealous. He'll say, "I'm sorry, I was jealous," and it just happened again.
Okay, well, let me stop you at this moment. We'll pick up where it just happened because it'll be very fresh in your mind. We'll put you on hold. When we come back, you tell me exactly what the latest event was, and we'll talk about it. All right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to help you about whatever it is that's going on with you. We're talking with Julie, who's been in a relationship for 3.5 years. Julie, do the two of you live together?
No.
Okay. So how often do you see each other?
Mostly just on the weekends because of our schedules.
Okay. So what was the latest incident?
The latest thing is I had a friend that died a place I used to work at, and I told him about it, and he didn't really console me. That's not the main part. But so then the next, the day of the funeral, he said he asked me if he could go with me, and I said no. He didn't know her, and I was going to go with a couple of friends that worked with her also. And then he said to me, he asked me if this guy was going along who also worked with her. He asked me if I was going with him.
Were you?
No. we were going to follow him there because he knows how to get there. He's a friend of mine that I also used to work with. I've been talking to him on the phone because his wife's in the hospital, but we're just friends.
Okay, let me stop you for just a second, because let's go over what we got so far, so I don't get lost and you don't get lost.
Yep.
I assume both of you have been married before, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, how long has he been divorced?
Well, he's been married twice. The last time, he's only been married about divorced about 4 years.
Okay, so the two of you, and you two have been together 3.5 years, so it's probably a little early when the two of you got together.
Yep.
Why did he end up divorcing?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons.
Did any of it have to do with infidelity?
That was the first marriage.
Mm-hmm. What was the cause of the second marriage?
It was that she had a lot of emotional problems.
Like what?
Hoarding.
I can't hear you.
She was a hoarder.
Well, you know, to a certain extent, being jealous is kind of a hoarding, isn't it? It's kind of an emotional hoarding. It's saying that if I lose this, I'll never get it back, and I'm at risk for losing it. You know, someone could take it away from me. How is the relationship in general? I mean, how often does this kind of jealousy thing pop up?
It's happened several times.
Over what period of time?
Over the last year, it's happened several times. One time, I see my ex-boyfriend. We ran into him at the store, and I didn't introduce him. I felt uncomfortable. We're still friends, and he blew off about that.
Well, how did he find out about it? You must have told him after the fact.
Well, we were walking in the store, and my ex-boyfriend was walking out, and he said something, but he didn't realize it was me, because someone had dropped something, and he asked if it was ours, and then we just walked in, because it wasn't ours, and then later he asked me, who was that, he said, and I said, well, that's my ex-boyfriend, you know, and then he said, so then we're standing in the line, and I said something about pizza, and he said, why don't you have your ex-boyfriend pay for it?
Ooh, okay. All right, let's go through what you've given me. First of all, you know, I think, unfortunately, his hostility has made you less than forthcoming. And so that begins to be its own problem, because you're kind of caught on the horns of a dilemma. If I say something, I'm going to get grief about it. If I don't say something and he finds out about it, he's going to say, why didn't you tell me? What are you hiding? So I get grief about it. And the two of you need to work that out. You need to explain to him the bind he's put you in, number one. Number two, the issue about the funeral, I think you're misinterpreting that. You said he wasn't supportive.
Yeah.
And then he offers to go with you to the funeral, and you say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not clear to me why you said no unless you were mad at him. Because while it's true he didn't know the woman, that what you were really asking for and being unhappy with him about is not being supportive of you. And presumably if he went to the funeral with you, it was to be supportive of you. So when he offers, and granted it may have been a little late, but he was, I mean, you know, that men are women, and they don't necessarily, they don't read our minds. They're not as sensitized to emotions as we are. But he, I mean, it sounds to me that he was really offering something.
Mm-hmm.
To be supportive and loving, and you turned him down, and I think that probably hurt his feelings. So I think that one's not an issue of jealousy. I think he just lashed out because you hurt his feelings. So I think that one's on your doorstep.
Well,
the one with the
last night, he said he was jealous. Just last night, he said he was sorry. He was jealous of him.
Well, yeah, but that's because after you turned him down. I mean, I think look. At some point, I think you guys need to. Do you view this guy as a long term investment in your life? Do you want him to be around in 5 years?
I thought I did, but it's like I'm walking on eggshells.
Okay, I think you need to have a sit down talk with him, because unfortunately, his behavior becomes a self fulfilling prophecy. In his mind, look, understand from his point of view, and I'm not really asking you to be his therapist. I'm just saying it may buy you a little bit of gentleness to understand from his point of view. The adultery was on his wife's part, his first wife's part, or his part?
His wife.
Okay. So his first wife cheats on him.
Yeah.
His second wife, so then he begins, you know, as I said, I think hoarding is, or jealousy is just kind of an emotional hoarding. So then essentially she tosses him out. So now he's with his third woman. And he's, I mean, he's, my guess is he's never been in therapy, and he desperately needs to be in therapy, because when you're jealous of somebody, there's only two possibilities. Well, I suppose in theory there's the third, which is some kind of storm of the first two. The first is that the person you're with is completely untrustworthy and a cheat. Doesn't sound to me that you fall into that category. The problem is, by you withholding stuff from him because he blows up, it makes you look less straightforward and less transparent than you actually are. And that's something we'll get to in a minute. So from his point of view, women aren't to be trusted because, you know, they'll toss you out one way or the other for some reason or another. So he's now with this woman, and no matter what he does, she doesn't seem to be happy about it. She has all these exes floating around, so he figures it's only a matter of time. So either it's his problem that he'd be jealous of Mother Teresa, or it's your problem in that you're not very trustworthy. And I don't think it's that you're not trustworthy. I think, unfortunately, he's put you in a box where no matter what you do, you look like you're being sneaky just because you're walking on eggshells, or a combination of the two. So if this guy is somebody you really want in your life, I think you need to sit him down and either play this tape for him or explain it to him and say, I really love you. I really want to be with you, but I can't deal with your jealousy all the time. I've never cheated. I don't intend to cheat. If I'm not happy about this relationship, I'll tell you why, and we'll either fix it or I'll get out of it. But I have no intention of cheating. I've never cheated. I assume that that's true. And we need to sort of have a more trusting relationship, which means that I'm trustworthy. I will be more honest about saying, oh, gee, this, you know, as soon as the guy said, was this yours, say, oh, wow, that was kind of weird. That's my ex. And I won't wait for you to ask. I'll volunteer it so you don't have to worry about it. And when you offer to do something nice, I won't pout about it. I'll, you know, if you want to be included, I'll include you. But you have to figure out, you need to get a better control of this. You can't go into our relationship or the world deciding it's only a matter of time till a woman dumps you or cheats on you, because it gives me no place to go. And so you either have to get some help about this, because I'm not asking you to pretend your feelings are different than they are. I'm asking you to work through your feelings so they're not. You're not having to deal with those all the time, because it's very burdensome for our relationship. But it's got to be even more burdensome for you to feel like you're in a relationship where you can't trust me. And I've never done anything to make you distrust me. I'm not an untrustworthy person. So we need to get some handle on this, or we need to walk away from each other so we're not wounding each other. And you can see how if it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the more jealous he becomes, the more opaque you become. And so then he figures you're just cheating on him. So it's really a nasty spiral that really has to stop. But I think I'd talk with him about it if you care about him at all. If you don't care, if you're done, which it sounds like you're not. I doubt that you would have called me if you were done. But if you're completely done, I think you cut him loose. If you're not, I think you explain to him that he really needs to get some help about this, that your New Year's resolution is going to be, you're going to be more transparent, you're going to talk about stuff, and if he's going to yell about it, that at least, you know, it's going to be his problem, not because you haven't said something about it, and see where you get.
He doesn't say anything, and then I just get a vibe off of him.
Well, no, that's you have to stop doing that. That's a stupid and cheerful, because that's, you know, you can't hold him responsible for what you think he's feeling as opposed to what he's saying or not. And that's the whole point of stupid and cheerful. If he wants to confront you something, let him do the heavy lifting. Don't you do it for him. That's your problem, not his. All right? I'll put you on hold if you have another question. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-375-69. We're talking with Julie, who's got a boyfriend who's made the relationship more difficult than it has to be because he's not very trusting. And part of that may have been his personality. Part of it may just have been his experiences. But because one woman cheats on you doesn't mean all women are cheats. But unfortunately, if you accuse somebody of being a cheat often enough, they'll become secretive because they're afraid, you know, that everything will be misinterpreted. And that's it, as you can see, it not only doesn't improve, it actually spirals on itself. It gets worse. You said you had another question.
Mm-hmm. During the summer, I used to walk in the park, and then I stopped walking in the park because it was really hot and there was no shade. And I told him, I'm walking in the cemetery now. And he said to me, why, is there somebody there that you like?
Well, do you think, is this his weird sense of humor, do you think? I mean, that sounds, I mean,
no, I think he was serious because he came down to the cemetery one time and he said somebody waved at me.
Okay, you need to say to him this is ridiculous. Have you ever cheated on anybody in your life? Did you cheat on?
No, and I told him that.
Yeah,
really
the two.
Funny.
Look, I think that for the new year you have to be more transparent. You need to sort of be clear. Do you work outside the home?
Not right now.
How come?
Well, I'm working outside of the road, outside of the home, but I was before.
Okay. Does he work outside the home? Well, the two of you don't live together.
No.
Okay. Is he having any problem at work? Is there anything problematical there?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're just going to have to sit him down and say, all right, new year, new rules. I'm going to be more forthcoming, and you need to either trust me, get a therapist, or get out.
I told him before that he needed therapy.
Well, but you didn't put it in the terms that said, you know, this is the line in the sand.
Okay.
I mean, look, nobody goes into therapy because somebody else wants them to. They go into therapy because it feels too terrible not to. The consequences are just too extreme. And, I mean, I wouldn't threaten unless you're really willing to walk away from him. But this isn't going to get any better. And, I mean, if you lose a couple pounds, if you change your hair, if you try a new lipstick, it's all going to be, oh, well, you're doing this for somebody else. And I mean, that's just no way to live.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good when you've dated somebody this long and they still don't trust you.
Well, but I think you just have to realize it's become a perfect storm of his insecurities and your unwillingness to confront him. And so you can't do anything about his insecurities except make it clear to him that he's going to have to tackle them in ways that he hasn't. But you could do something about your sort of unwillingness to be confronted, to have him yell at you. Because at this moment, if you say to him, you know, that was my ex-boyfriend, as opposed to waiting for him to ask, that he'll either explode, at which point, I mean, it's going to be very clear that there's no place in this relationship to go, or he won't. He'll say, well, thank you for being honest with me. Because, unfortunately, what he's going to view your walking on eggshells as being as dishonest, is hiding something, because it fits into his rather paranoid view of the universe and of women. So, I mean, you're not helping it, and I understand the reason that you're doing it is because he's, you know, he's such a pain in the neck about it. But it's not helping either of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So, have a sit-down discussion. You can play the tape if you need to. You probably don't, although it may be helpful to have some kind of backup. And then you can explain to him that you really, you know, care about him enormously, but this isn't working for either of you. I mean, from his point of view, he's not getting much pleasure out of the relationship, and that's not your fault, but it's not like it's working for either of you right now. If it's not working for either of you, you have to change or get out of it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I mean, I know I hate sort of being the spirit of Christmas past, you know, bah humbug. But, you know, it is a time of year. It's an emotional time of year. And I think part of what we do is we compare the fantasy of what we think should be going on as opposed to what's actually going on in our life. But understand that we live in a capitalist society that has a vested interest in sort of making everybody believe that everybody else is having a better time than they are, and therefore if you just buy this product you'll have as good a time as everybody else. And for those of you who are thinking about jumping on somebody in your life about their weight, you know, saying, all right, no more mashed potatoes for you, it turns out that women whose loved ones are critical of their weight tend to put on even more pounds.
Mm.
What we feel bad about our bodies, we often turn to loved ones, family, friends, and romantic partners for support and advice. How they respond have a bigger effect than we might think. Oh, as women, we've got to learn how to not be quite so dependent. All right, but if you're thinking about, you know, your daughter, your daughter-in-law, your mom, somebody coming home over the holidays, and you're saying, well, you know, wait, don't do it. All right. That first of all, they live in the land of the mirror as well, and know as well as you do what their issues are. And I think what you can do, and don't sort of figure you're being really subtle by giving them a gym membership. You can say, look, when you're ready to do something about this, I'm perfectly willing to support you for a gym membership or anything else that you think would be helpful. But that's a different thing than giving somebody a gym membership. I don't know how I'd feel about somebody giving me a gym membership. I don't know, I'd probably sort of be grateful that somebody paid for my gym membership. I figured that. Is that what you were thinking about giving me? Some spandex and a gym membership? You know, somebody who's been, this has been my worst year of working out, I think, ever. I mean, I've been, there most years of my life I worked out 5 to 6 days a week. And for some reason last year, part of it is I got an injury. And I think there's nothing that throws you off quite as much as an injury. Yeah. But and January is always my least favorite month to work out because all the newbies would be there. And they didn't know their routines and they all had brand new outfits and they all, you know, after you've been in a class where everybody knows where their place is. I've actually seen women get into fist fights about their place in a class.
Wow,
but
really?
So, oh yeah, it's ferocious. And men too, but more women, because most of the classes I take tend to be dance classes, and because that's just the most fun, and men tend to not be thrilled about those. But but the class is always crowded, and people don't know what they're doing, which means that you can get hipped across the room.
Wow.
So February is a better time. I have to get back into exercising this year. This was a bad year for this.
Mm.
Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. If there's some New Year's resolutions, we've got a bunch of emails that I promise I'll get to, and anything that's on your mind is, of course, what we'll talk about around here. But I just thought we'd talk a little bit about resolutions, just because it's that time of year.
Yeah.
And if there are any, we also have to talk about. I think we asked about your favorite or least favorite Christmas thing, and that's not going to be very useful in another couple of days. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.